Building affordable rental housing in Hawaii requires government help in the form of available land at no cost to the developer, bond financing, and leveraging federal and state low-income tax credits. Developer Stanford Carr.
These housing programs serve households earning 60% of the area median income, and that translates to a single person making $41,000 a year, or a family of four making $57,000 a year.
Carr says leveraging tax credits and bond financing would accelerate building affordable rentals. Developer Christine Camp says streamlining the zoning and permitting process would also help.
As you've seen with Ho'opili and Koa Ridge and other projects, it can take up to 10, 15 years now, even at a rate of 5%, which is the current interest rate for a lot of land loans. It's pretty significant. For this Hawaii Kai project, for 269 units, the last 3 years of carrying costs is going to be $13 million.
Camp says other incentives, like waiving the general excise tax for developers, could pass on the savings to renters. The Department of Hawaiian Homelands, meanwhile, is looking to revive a rent-to-purchase program for its beneficiaries. DHHL Commission Chair Joby Masagatani.
This is a public-private partnership, and after 15 years, the DHHL beneficiary is eligible to purchase their home. The home prices for the Ho'olimalima conversion for a three-bedroom home that's 15 years old, it's going to cost that family about $70,000.
Masagatani says DHHL is also looking at building kupuna rentals at the Bolodrome site next to Stadium Park in Mo'ili'ili and up to 175 units in Kapolei. The Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation spends about $75 million of its rental housing revolving fund to assist developers. But Executive Director Craig Hirai says the biggest challenge to building affordable housing is finding land with water, sewer, and electricity.
Governor is asking for $25 million for the Dwelling Unit Revolving Fund. He anticipates using it for infrastructure financing for TOD, in particular on the rail line, where there's a lot of state land that needs some infrastructure participation by the state.
Over the last decade, HHFDC has helped developers build 6,800 affordable rental and for sale units statewide, and plans are in place for another 6,000 units by 2020. Developer Carr says the state needs 20,000 units for low-income residents and another 40,000 units for individuals with annual earnings of $53,000 to $93,000.
There's an additional 20,000 shortfall for above 60% AMI to 100%, and another 20,000 units above 120% AMI. So that's how far behind we are in delivering housing inventory in the state.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.